In the wake of a water main break that caused a large sinkhole in downtown Springfield earlier this month, city councilors have called for a series of meetings to discuss the status of the city's underground infrastructure. City Councilor Kateri Walsh stood at the intersection of Main and Bridge Streets, which was closed to traffic for a week after the water main break, and observed that a new innovation center, a restored Union Station, and the MGM Casino are all under construction within just a few blocks of where the more than century-old pipe failed.
Considering the new developments coming online, the important and vital current businesses invested here and potential new businesses, as Chair of Maintenance and Development for the city, I thought it was imperative that we wrap our arms around the state of our infrastructure.
Walsh said she plans to schedule a series of roundtable discussions with the appropriate parties to discuss strategies for the city's aging infrastructure to avoid the type of disruptions that followed the May 5th water main break. Councilors Bud Williams and Adam Gomez, also members of the Maintenance and Development Committee, joined Walsh, the committee chairperson, in announcing the meetings on the status of the city's underground. Williams said there has to be a proactive approach.
Can you imagine MGM's up and running and this happens? Big investment. This is real serious. And I think that this committee will be proactive, try to bring the coalition together so we can all work on this.
The water was shut off quickly before it flooded basements, and there was no loss of water service anywhere downtown. But the sinkhole damaged conduits carrying electric and communications cables. Power was off for a day in a downtown office tower and a hotel. It took a week to repair the underground utilities before the intersection could be paved and reopened. Walsh said she was struck when she read the water pipe had been installed during the presidency of William Howard Taft.
It reinforced and put into perspective how old these pipes are. Certainly, technology has improved since 1909, and in 2006, we do not want to jeopardize our exciting projects.
The water and sewer system is under the jurisdiction of the Springfield Water and Sewer Commission, which uses revenue collected from ratepayers to maintain the system.
You've got to find a solution that doesn't hurt people. You've got to find other funding sources, and that is one of the key things that we will be looking at. And certainly nobody wants additional rates, but we do want people to be safe, and we do not want these other situations occurring here in the city.
The commission reported spending $231 million on capital projects in the past 10 years, according to information released by the Office of Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno. Springfield Department of Public Works Director Chris Signoli said major investments are regularly being made in the water and sewer system, much of it to address federal clean water mandates.
You know, everybody kind of says there's no plan to address it. It's been going on.
He said the underground infrastructure may be old, but it is not in poor condition.
Most of the things that happen around here aren't because the pipes just fail. It's usually because something else happens. There's construction going on around it, or something hit it, or you know, something like that. So the system in general is in very, very good condition.
Gomez said he's concerned about natural gas leaks.
We need a timeline on what's going on and when are these stuff going to get looked at, because, you know, a couple years ago we had an explosion down here in this district. We want to make sure that our residents are safe and people that want to invest into this neighborhood and to the city of Springfield are making the right investments, and their investments are not going to fall short.
The Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities says more than 500 gas leaks were reported in western Massachusetts in 2015. Most are classified as non-hazardous and are not required to be repaired for a year or longer. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.